The 526th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head on over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're brought to you by the SGPN subscriber-only March Madness Bankroll Challenge. Free to enter and up to $2,000 in prizes. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. And finally, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today.
Howdy ho, Degenerate Knows. Welcome to episode 526 of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This one's going out to our friend Crunch, who I said the line that the term that he coined in our Discord last episode. I'm going to say it again. Sloppy fatty over parlay week is this week. So this goes out to Crunch, and Crunch does that. He's the guy that does the awesome spreadsheet for us too, in there too, with lots of good info. So this goes up. He was actually going to start tracking who gets the most episodes dedicated to them. So I don't know if he started that already, but here's another one for him. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. Keep Layla's name out of your mouth is the headline. I see Gumby. Boy, you MMA is something else. Gumby's thinking, who's Layla? Layla.
Like Eric Clapton.
No, Layla Machado Gary. Oh. It's that fun. Anyhow, we're not going to talk about the UFC. No.
Please don't talk about that.
Not talk about, not quite. And it's Colby Covington that is being told to keep it out of his mouth. So yeah, we're not talking about
this. Is Colby Covington doing interviews?
Yeah.
Is he ever going to fight?
He's not going to fight. Hey, it's Gumby Vreeland, everyone. Three episodes in a row.
I'm going to cut you off and getting, be bummed out.
Yeah, to be bummed out without getting a proper introduction. But this is the regional MMA guy, Gumby Vreeland. He gave you winning picks yesterday for LFA. He told you how great he did in Cage Warriors, right? 3-1. And now he's going to tell you about Octagon. How are you on Octagon? Do you have it broken down by promotion? Are you good at Octagon this year, or don't you know? Or overall?
I haven't run the numbers yet. I think we're a little bit too early for me to start running the numbers promotion-wise, but I will tell you, love the dogs on this card. Love them.
Yes. And yeah. The odds came out, but just before we recorded, Gumby was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. There were more than one fight where I was like, are you kidding me? I'm bumped about it.
How often does we remember the times where it's come through big time for us, like on I'm forgetting his name.
Andy Clamp.
Yeah, Andy Clamp, true. Andre Petrovsky is what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
We remember the times where we're surprised by the odds and it comes through for us.
How about Lauren Murphy versus Misha Tate?
Yeah. How often does that happen? Are the odds like off in your mind and you end up being right? Do you know?
I would say on the regional scene, a little bit less so, but most of the regional scene, the reason why it's less so is like anytime I'm like real in on an underdog on the regional scene, I'm like, I get why they're an underdog. They just like haven't fought for the promotion, or like the recent results are against nobodies you've heard of, or, you know, like you can't even get film on some of them without like, you know, text messaging your weird buddy who happens to have film on a fight from Croatia.
You have those people?
I do.
I'm not that person. I'll tell you right now.
I have an uncomfortable amount of the people who I text for like fight film from Croatia. But yeah,
Croatia specifically, or are we talking other countries too?
I mean Croatia, Bosnia, Uzbekistan. Like, yeah, I got people who got things, I got people who got things. It sounds so terrible.
There's the title,
but there's like enough times where I'm like, oh, hey, you know, like I kind of expect this guy to be an underdog because people don't know when I'm ahead of the game, and I like know I'm ahead of the game. But there are some times where I'm like, and this fight card is one of them, where I'm like, what the hell are the books thinking? Because they have all of this information right at their hands, and obviously we're going to talk about some of these soon, but they have all this information right at their hands and they still make a dumb choice.
So what are they thinking?
That's we're about to find out. We're about to find out.
Yeah. I guess it's case by case. I was going to say, is there an overarching reason why you think these odds are the way they are, or are we just going to take it fight by fight?
This one, I wish I could draw a really good conclusion. I can't. Some of them are case by case. One of them is because a guy is fat.
Hey, sloppy. Actually, we're fading the sloppy fatties for our parlay.
No. I'm pro sloppy fatty in this one.
Yeah, it's true.
And we'll talk about sloppy fatty later. On that note.
This is Octagon 55 we're covering. The people want it, the people get it. People are actually asking for even events that we don't have time to cover. So
yeah, we got some KSW offers. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah,
for wanting maybe more KSW action.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna have to talk off air, but maybe we're gonna have to figure something out. Make these people give these people what they want, but I don't know. Because Gumby and I have so much spare time.
If you want more, subscribe to our channel.
Yeah, that's true.
When we hit 1,000, we'll just do 1 billion shows. We'll do a show every freaking day. But if we hit 1,000 subscribers, we'll do a show every damn day. So there's your incentive.
Yeah, it is easy. Not that the boss has ever really pushed back, but it is, you know, if they ever do push back, it's easier to make your case when you have the numbers showing, hey, people are watching these, watching and listening to these events. So, all right. This is a Octagon event. It's going down in Germany though. Stuttgart, Germany. They're kind of taking over all of Europe, aren't they?
That part of Europe, at least.
Yeah.
Like they're not coming to like France or Belgium.
That's true.
Well, I guess they come to Belgium sometimes.
They kind of, them and KSW are kind of the same area, are they not?
Ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both poke their heads into England sometimes.
Yeah. They should have a joint fight card like PFL and Bellator. Octagon 55 is going down. I said Bellator, which means the episode is going to be cursed now because everything Bellator touches gets cursed. Octagon 55. This Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern. So we just did LFA, which is 4 p.m. So you can watch this before. Perfect, right? All your screens going. And then the UFC, what's the start time for the UFC?
I think it's 4 p.m.
Oh, 10 p.m. It's a late one. So this is going to work out perfectly.
10 p.m.?
No, sorry, 10 p.m. the main card. So prelims,
Jesus 7. Christ. All right.
I'm planning your day for you, assuming you don't have families. Octagon at noon Eastern. And then you got... LFA 4 Eastern, and then you got UFC 7 Eastern. So that's good. There'll be a little overlap, but not too much. So so that's this Saturday. It's on DAZN. Also, I think you can get it off their site, right? Octagon site?
Yeah, octagon.tv has like a pay-per-view option that's pretty reasonably priced.
And Gumby will make it. So, you know, it costs you nothing because you're going to end up making money off it. Anyhow, it's going down to the Hans Martin Schiller Halle. So Hans Martin Schiller Hall, I guess, in Stuttgart, Germany, in a cage. Sadly, it's not some crazy moat or ramps. 12 fights. Gumby's picked out the 5 that he likes best. Overall thoughts on the card? Anybody that we're not going to cover that you want to give a shout out to? Anything like that?
No, I think we pick and choose our way through this one. It's a little bit less loaded up than a lot of Octagon cards. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of, no title fights. Nobody in that fun tournament that they're doing right now.
Right.
We got two UFC veterans. We got somebody who was on Contender Series. We got like a whole bunch of people that way. Which is kind of exciting, but at the same time, maybe not the name quality we're used to for Octagon.
But there's a but here. The odds are crazy good, so it doesn't matter. Crazy good. What else is crazy good? Merch Madness. I think I should tell you about Merch Madness. It's crazy good. 15% off everything in our merch store. A promo code Madness. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store, as if you don't know that already. I say it constantly in episodes. You can get gear like the gear I've been wearing for 3 straight episodes. Some for 3 straight days I've been wearing the same clothes, which actually isn't that crazy in real life. I do that sometimes now that I don't have to work real jobs. I guess everyone, a lot of people working from home are the same way. They're gross like me. But anyhow, you can get shirts like I'm wearing. You can get a hat like I'm wearing. All that good merch is at our merch store. So get in there with the madness. The madness being the code. And if that's not enough madness, how about the SGPN subscriber only March Madness contest? This contest is free to enter and only open to subscribers of SGPN shows. For every SGPN show you've subscribed to, you'll get bonus credits to use in the contest. It's a bankroll style contest and winner take all for a $1,000 prize or $2,000 if you're subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. So sports, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. It only took three reads for me to realize that's all. The full title is SGPN subscriber only March Madness contest. Just thought I'd mention that. I think I called it Madness Contest. And I think, yeah, anyhow, Cut is your peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. You can bet directly against your friends or other users in sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. And they have tons of fun social features to give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower vig and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets, which hopefully we will do soon. Maybe we have already, for all I know. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards are you get your cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. So when I'm saying odds, I meant MMA-specific, MMA Gambling Podcast specific odds. Other shows and our bosses and all the good SGM people have custom odds on there now. So check out Cut. Download Cut today in the App Store or over on cut.com. That's KUTT.com. And use promo code SGPN for 10% deposit bonus. And we got more bonuses for you. Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You win 100 times your money. You pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. As if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see MMA one right there. You pick higher or lower on takedowns, significant strikes, fight time, that type of thing. So you mix the match at your will, at your leisure there, and you can win 100 times your money. Boom. So here's what you got to do. Sign up today with promo code MMASGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code MMASGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. All right. Octagon time. What are we starting at? It's listed as the opening prelim, but they're not really going to put a...
I heard opening prelim for this one.
Really?
Their actual timestamp is this is the first fight of the night, and it's free on YouTube, and that's insane.
Okay, well, maybe that's why.
This fight rules.
That might be why they're doing it, to get people interested. Jacinta Austin from Australia versus Carolina Wojciech. See, a name you know on the free prelims. She's from Poland. It's the 3 5-minute rounds at straw weight. All right. You know the odds, obviously. We've already talked about it. Gumby, that is. Austin, the juggernaut, which is what other Australian fighters nickname Gumby?
The juggernaut in Australia?
He sometimes goes by it.
Mark Hunt sometimes does. But not Mark really.
Hunt. Yeah, not really. All right.
You're thinking of the slugger knot, which is...
there is one, something like that. You're right.
The slugger knot is the Roxanne Modafari's trainer.
Okay.
Hang on. Give me a second. You go ahead.
All right. I'll tell you about this juggernaut, Austin.
Johnny Parsons.
Johnny Parsons. Very nice. Very nice mullet. He's still in the UFC, right? He didn't get cut yet.
I think so. He's winning.
Yes, that's right. Austin, 5-2, 2 submissions. She's been submitted once. 1-1 in Octagon. Loss, win, loss over her last 3. She got submitted in her last fight. 3 inches taller, 4 inches reach over Wojciech, so she's got quite a size advantage, especially at a lightweight class like this. 1-0 as a pro kickboxer, 1-0 as a pro boxer, plus 105. Polish assassin would be Wojciech, not the Polish assassin. She's 11-4 with 2 knockouts, so these girls owe us some finishes. She's been submitted one time as well. This is her debut in Octagon. She's on loss, win, loss, just like Austin. She got submitted in her last fight, just like Austin. She went 2-2 in Invicta. Fought for the title and lost 1-0 in contender series, but didn't get a contract. Was a regional champion, minus 138.
This is the fight I couldn't believe the odds on. I I had just seen to Austin -170, -175. So for him to her to come in here at +105 is absurd to me. She's the obvious pick here. If we want to compare what's happened in these two in their fighting styles, like Austin fought for the Octagon title against Delista, and Delista, I mean, she's a beast in the clinch. She's such a good grappler. She's really tough. And Austin held her own in those regards before she wound up getting submitted with like a weird mounted triangle and a weird mounted guillotine rather. And like a awkward transition. And if you want to roll it back, Austin's only other loss is Josephine Knutson. And you know how I feel about Josephine Knutson.
She's our girl.
She's one of our girls. And in that fight, it was a split decision. I could totally see the decision going to Austin just because she's so physical in the clinch. She's tough there. I'd love her 1-2. Like, there's so many reasons to like Jacinta Austin. And Wojcik, I was a big fan of Wojcik. I like when she won on Contender Series. But the bottom line is she can't beat anybody she can't take down. That's just a fact. She's not winning on the feet against anybody right now. When she lost to Tina Black, it was just by being tired out. The Eddiana Gomes fight for me, while she won that fight and it was a tournament fight, it was just like, she just doesn't look good if she can't get you down kind of deal. And then the Danny McCormick fight just looked awful for her. And I think Jacinta Austin does all of the things that those fighters I just mentioned to, and that she can pick her apart on the feet. She's going to look more physical than she is. And the fact that you're getting her at plus money is absurd to me. So, yeah, Jacinta Austin all day here, especially +105.
Wow. Is it a name recognition type of thing?
I think it's probably Wojcik having been on both Contender Series and in an Invicta title fight. Mm-hmm. But to me, having fought in, I think it was UAE Warriors that Jacinta mm-hmm. Austin fought Josephine Knutson in, and having fought Delista in Octagon for a title, that to me is a better resume, which is why I had it at -170. I was like, okay, you fought Knutson and you fought Delista. That is a way better resume than having fought Danny McCormick and Tina Black. And the books seem to not think the same thing. So, you capitalize on Austin while you can.
All right, there you go. Exciting stuff here. All right, let me tell you about the next fight, shall I? Gumby's picking and choosing, so let me find out which one we're going to next. We're going to a couple of fun names. I think you just pick these based on names sometimes.
I love fight. When you say names like this.
Carol Rysavy. I guess it's not that hard, unless I butchered it, of course. From the Slovak Republic versus Arjun Topalaj.
Arjun
Topalaj from Albania. Obviously I do not practice these names in advance, even though I guess I could, but that would ruin the fun of the show, would it not? The Albanian Eagle. Surprisingly, that is the fighter from Albania, Topalaj. Topalaj? I can't remember what you said.
Topalaj.
6-0-1. 4 knockouts, 2 submissions. So he's finished everyone except for the drop. 1-0 Octagon. He's won 5 straight fights. He's fed at featherweight. 5 years younger than Rysavy, 2 inches taller, +163. Rysavy, Bombi is the nickname. Not Bambi. Bombi. B-O-M-B-Y. So he's... Can that be a characteristic that you bomb a lot? You're Bombi?
he's bombing. I guess. He's just straight bombing.
All right, straight bombing. All right. Us cool guys again, giving you the slang. He's 13-6. 7 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. 11-4 in Octagon. So he has been around for a long time in Octagon. Lost win over his last 4. He got E1 via TKO in his last fight. He's fed at featherweight, -225. How about these odds, Gumby? What do you think of these odds?
Insane. I don't know why Rysavy's the favorite. I don't know why
he's the favorite. Albanian Eagle, he's going in on.
And don't get me wrong, I like Rysavy. I think he slowly turned into like an Octagon fan favorite. People love watching this guy fight because he's a fun striker. But the bottom line is first of all, he's slower. He's definitely slower than Topalaj. Both in the way that he puts combinations together, but also just in like being first, which is why Rysavy like backs up against the cage in most of his fights. And that means we're counting on his counters for a lot of this fight. And when you're counting on counters like that, it just doesn't seem like a good idea. And for Topalai, in addition to being first, in addition to being faster, in addition to all of those things, he's also got an insane submission game, like an absolutely insane submission game. In his last fight, he took a guy down. When the guy scrambled, he put an anaconda choke in like no seconds, tapped the guy out right away. His sub game is so good, and I don't think Rice Abby can hang with it. So we got a guy who backs up too much, I think is slower, and is worse at grappling, and somehow is a negative 200 favorite in this fight. I don't know how we're getting Topalai at the number we are, but yes, dog again. Give me dog out the gate. I know people were bummed out when I did the LFA odds earlier, and I went favorite. Octagon's going to make up for this because right here, Albanian Eagle, dog money. Give it to me.
That's what you promised the people yesterday. Rice Abby, how's his leaning game, Gummy? You complained about a bunch of stuff. Is he a good leaner?
He doesn't, you know, like I you know, I hate on leaners. No, he's actually a sharp striker. The thing about Rice Abby and probably why he's the favorite here is he actually moves in and out, and his striking is sharp in all aspects. But I don't like his intention. Like he moves backwards too much. He seems to bite on feints too much. He fought Legierski in I think that was two or three fights ago. And I think we could see the same game plan exploited here. It's because Legierski just went to like the takedowns all the time and it worked out. I think we could see the same thing here out of Topalai. And in addition to that, I think his submission game is solid. So yeah, like Rice Abby doesn't lean, but it's still nice.
All right. You know what is good? Game time, of course. Game time is great. It's the best spot to go if you want last minute tickets and not just last minute tickets, but deals on last minute tickets. That's the spot to go. Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. You can get plenty of months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. You get exclusive flash deals and tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, MMA, and more. Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. That means you make money. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Okay, moving right along. Where are we moving to next? What does my spreadsheet say? We're going to another name that you may recognize. I'm going way up the fight card. We're going to the main card now. Mate Kurtz. Cortez. That's my final answer.
That sounds fine to me.
You don't really know yourself?
This one I don't know so much. Cortez.
He's from.
I think it's Cortez.
He's probably Matash. Yeah, because he's from Hungary, so it'll be Matash Cortez. Matash Cortez.
Matash Cortez.
If you're listening, I apologize. He's fighting Nicholas Stolze. I know how to say that name. He fought in the UFC, and he's from Germany, so I can say those names a bit better. And he's fighting in his home country here. We're going to tell you about Kurtz first, the cold-blooded. He's not cold-blooded, he's the cold-blooded. Cold-blooded is fighting in, what, 2 weeks? The other cold-blooded that we know, this is the cold-blooded. Kurtz, 14-7 with 5 knockouts. Knocked out once, submitted once, so he's a durable gentleman, 9-6 in octagon. 1-2 over his last 3, 3-2 over his last 5. He did win his last fight. He went 1-0 in Bellator, so he's fought at super high level. Used to fight at sarcasm's fun, ain't it? Used to fight at lightweight, 2014 pro MMA debut, +110. So I'll say Green Mask is his nickname, so he's like a superhero. 13-6, 4 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once, so he is durable as well. These guys owe us some finishes. 2-0 in octagon, 1-3 over his last 4, won his last fight, PTKO. 0-3 in the UFC. 2014 Pro MMA debut, an inch of height over Kurtz, whatever we decide his name is, -150.
Yo, I'm going Kurtz again. We're going to dog out the gate.
Come on.
No, listen to this.
Playing now.
In his last fight, he fought Amari Dietrich. Amari Dietrich is maybe the best training partner of Leon Edwards. The dude's got crazy kickboxing. He is built like... I mean, he's a brick shit house. All of the analogies you want for how this dude's built, is insane. He's way bigger than Kurtej. And in his last fight, Kurtej went to Dietrich, crowded him, got in his face, took him down, dominated the grappling, and won the fight. And what have we seen from Nicholas Stolza in the UFC? A guy who's got fun striking and nothing else. And I don't mean to be offensive to him, but that's the bottom line, right? It's like he won one fight in the UFC with crazy striking, and all the rest of the fights, it was like, what does he have? What am I looking for? What am I trying to be happy about? And Kurtej here has the grappling to absolutely nullify that. He's fought. I mean, again, if you don't know who Amari Dietrich is, and I don't blame any of you for knowing, because like it's an up and coming fighter, right? But he's a guy who's 5-1 with thunderous kicks, crazy strength, and he still got out grappled by Matej Kurtzet. And Stolza doesn't have any of those tools to defend those takedowns. I think he winds up on his back nonstop for 15 minutes unless he gets TKO'd earlier than that. Give me Kurtej here. Plus money on my third straight dog.
See, Gumby knows who Amari Dietrich is, so that's why we love him.
Do you know who Amari Dietrich is?
No, I don't even know the name, so no.
Look him up while we're talking about the next fight and tell me he's not like buff as hell.
Come on. You think I multitask while I'm doing this? No, well, I'm literally...
You're going to tell me about Jeremy Kimball in a second. So just look him up when you're doing that.
I'm 100% paying attention to everything you say. All right. I want to clue in when I hear you say lean. And I'm like, oh, okay. I got to make a joke about lean in here. All right. Jeremy Kimball, I am talking about him next. How'd you know? Oh, this is our co-main event of the evening. 3 5-minute rounds at 205 pounds. Alexander Popek from Germany versus Jeremy Kimball from the United States of America. Finally, about time the USA gets a break. Grizzly is the nickname for Kimball. 19-10, 14 knockouts, one submission. He's been knocked out 4 times, submitted 6 times. So he's been finishing all of his losses. This is bound to go to decision. 4-2 in octagon, loss, win over his last 4. He did win his last fight via TKO. Used to fight up at heavyweight, down at middleweight. 1-3 in the UFC, 1-1 in Bellator. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/storemadness is the discount code. 2010 pro MMA debut plus 150. Popek, Ironside is the nickname. That's a good nickname. Ironside versus Grizzly. I approve. 16-5 with 10 knockouts. Knocked out. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 3-1 in octagon, 4-1 over his last 5. He did lose his last fight. 0-1 in PFL, 0-1 in contender series. Moth Regional Championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com. /storemadness, 15% off. Used to fight at middleweight, 2013 pro MMA debut. A year younger and 3 inches taller than Kimball, minus 200. Are you going to take Kimball here too?
Do you know what? Do you know who Popek lost to on Contender Series?
I do, but I forget at this point. Oh, yes. The champ, former champ.
Jamal Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. Jamal Hall. Yep.
Also, I'm taking Jeremy Kimball here.
Oh, you are. You're crazy.
So, first of all, the only reason he's an underdog here is he's fat. And I'm
that's just not that nice, people. Come on, people.
It's true, though. Like, if you watch any of Jeremy Kimball's fights, first of all, I'm not going to say or you have a better physique than him, because I don't know what your physique looks like. I can only see you from the shoulders up. But I'm going to say he has a similar physique to me or worse. It's similar or worse to me. And I'm going to say it's not good. And in fact, the thumbnail to our YouTube video is going to be Jeremy Kimball for this fight.
All right.
I'll put like a gross picture of him on there. It doesn't.
That'll bring good. The ladies in. Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do. We got like 2% ladies listening to this show.
Listening, watching. Yep.
But I think the only reason he's an underdog is because he looks fat. He's so much faster than Popek. Popek is really slow on the feet. He's tentative. He doesn't get after it. He doesn't move forward. And if you watch Kimball, hard low leg kicks. Like, I mean, like really good low leg kicks. He's fast. He's. Let me tell you something. If this dude cut down to welterweight, we would be talking about him like he's a real dude. And instead, he chose to just like balloon up and be fat and be the Roy Nelson of 205. And
he was heavyweight before, for crying out loud.
And he fought a heavyweight. You're right. Yeah. He's got like a lot of Roy Nelson qualities, and that like you're like, wow, that guy moves so fast for how fat he is. And like, I'm not here to body shame. I'm not here to body shame him. But you're going to see him next to Popek and you're going to be like, man, Popek is in incredible shape compared to him. But Popek is going to be so much slower. He's going to have such less technical grappling. And the thing is Kimble keeps putting people away with big thunderous strikes. Like he keeps knocking people out or keeps TKOing people with leg kicks. I think TKO here on Popek is totally within the question. I think he just swarms them. You'll see faster striking. Give me my fourth straight underdog here with Kimble.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. All right. It's the bookie's fault for fat shaming Jeremy Kimble. Is he going to message you and say, hey, I'm not fat anymore?
Oh, like, shout out to, he followed us on Twitter. You know, the guy I'm talking about.
Yep. And you just said, hey, you're not fat anymore. We're not falling for this two times in a row.
Yeah.
You forget his name, don't you? Just like me, you're turning into me. You forget who it is.
I'm gonna pull him up on our Twitter right now on live time because we love this guy.
Yeah, because Gumby wrongly said he was fat.
Steven Asplund, right. Who's fighting pretty soon. Steven Asplund in shape. And he's gotten himself in shape.
Fantastic. So hopefully Jeremy Kimble hasn't, because Gumby just spent like
he's
talk about him being fat.
He's better when he's fat.
All right, there you go.
And plus we want the odds up.
Exactly. All right. Before we get to the main event, let me tell you about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure to register now so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. And Hall of Fame bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame bets. The sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay ID into a Hall of Fame Bets revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Start all players' hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, main event time in Octagon, and it is
welterweight.
3 5-minute rounds at welterweight. No titles on the line this week. Christian Jungwirth from Germany versus Robert Pukash from Slovak Republic. So
that was excellent. Jungwirth and Pukash. Yeah, good work.
That's funny. The guy, Pukash's Tapology picture is funny for the guy in the background whose eyes are bugging out. I'm going to tell you about the German first, or am I going to tell you about the Slovakian first? Pukash. Yep. Pukash, 16-12-1, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted 3 times, 4-7 in octagon. He's lost 2 straight and only won 1 of his last 6, 1-5. And he lost to Jungwirth in 2022.
Look at you with the rematch info.
Yep, I got it. You know, we missed a UFC rematch the other week, shockingly. I'm trying to think what fight it was. It was a women's fight, I think, and we missed that it was a rematch. The intern will let us know that. Anyhow, 2010 Pro MMA debut, 5 years younger than Jungwirth, plus 163. Jungwirth, the Celt is the nickname. Don't know. I don't know. Do you know Celt, K-E-L-T?
I don't.
Okay, good. Let's move on. 14-8. 5 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 6-6 in octagon. He's lost 2 straight. Before that, he won 2 straight. He lost his last fight via submission. Minus 225. Gumby, why is this the main event? On paper, these are not
Germany. Good. It's from Germany.
Yeah.
I think that's a big piece of it. And get this. You might be very surprised by this.
You're going dog?
No, I'm going to take a favorite. I figured you'd be surprised by that. Watch their first fight. I don't know why Jungwirth would only be a negative 225. And you know, I've been telling you this whole episode, I can't believe this person's a dog. I can't believe this person's at this number. I can't believe this person's at this number. I can't believe Jungwirth isn't negative 500. Because if you watch their first fight, it was like Pukrok like was on the outside the whole time. Jungwirth was pressuring him. He was piecing him up on the feet. He was making him hate his life to the point where after the second round, Pukrok got on the stool and told his corner he was done. And it wasn't because he was bleeding. It wasn't because he was concussed. It was just because he had been punched in the body and had such pressure turned up on him that he was like, get me out of here. I can't possibly do this. And like, I can't imagine, first of all, it didn't look like he took any sustained damage. I can't imagine having not taken any sustained damage being like, get me out of there. And second of all, being like, also book me with that guy again and it won't happen again. Because when Jungwirth turns up the pressure here, I think Puk Rock's out again. I don't know if they'll tap him. I don't know if they'll TKO him. I don't know if they'll quit on the stool again. But, like, everything is there for Jungwirth. So, yeah, give me Christian Jungwirth here as the only favorite I like.
Crazy, but that's fine. As long as it wins. All right, let's recap and get out of here. Jungwirth, and then the rest are dogs until you people steam the lines up. So get in on these quick before Turnip totally flips the lines for us.
Turnip, flip them.
Turnip will flip them. Kimball, Kurtaj. Gumby said it differently than I noticed when he did his recap. But anyhow, the Kurtaj guy. Topalai. I think that's what we said his name was. And Austin. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Let's get out of here. We'll be hanging out in the Discord. We're always there. Especially when it's fading sloppy fatty over whatever parlay week. SportsGamingPodcast.com/Discord. Twitter, SGPN MMA. Jeff Fox Writer is me. Gumby Vreeland is him. I'm Jeff Fox Writer on the Instagram. I run a Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Get in there. You can get all my unique, I believe, UFC writings and stats and rankings and stuff. And usually I do a UFC pick'em contest 3 times a month. I do it at least. Not doing it for the butt awful event coming up this week, but I will do it. I'll be back for UFC Atlantic City for sure, because that is a much better card. Gumby has another podcast, Top Turtle. I said I was gonna let him promote it yesterday. I blew right through it, so I'm gonna let him promote it today.
We're chatting with Lupita Godinez, everybody's favorite Lupita Godinez this week, as yeah. well as Angel Pacheco, who's getting ready to make his UFC debut.
The traitor, Lupi Godinez, the traitor to Canada.
He talks a lot about really loving Mexico in that.
Oh, God, makes my blood boil. I still like her regardless. What else? Our website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. All right, take us out of here. We're going to be back tomorrow. We don't get any breaks here this week, people. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday with the UFC breakdown. Gumby? I think I'll do it. I made you do it last time. Do you want to do it or you want me to do it?
I'm David Gumby Vreeland. He's the Green Math Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.